the name of the game. You have to have a quarterback in this league. Like, you have to have a quarterback. Just look at the numbers. Look at the – listen. Look at what Sam Bradford got. Look at what Sam Bradford got.
It's the future.
Down and Distance.
On WGNRadio.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into Down and Distance. Jared Payton, your host, alongside my man, Sean Davis, SD2 Mics on Twitter. I'm at Payton Sun, PaytonSun. Hit us up. Send us all your comments. You can also follow the podcast as well. That's DAD Pod, where you get all of the old school vibes. Man, we've taken this show to like a whole new level. You listen to the old podcast to the new ones, and the production, you could tell, like, your production game is taking it to another level. You see, like, just our topics going to another level, our guests going to another level. So it's always good. I think 2016 is our year. So it also could be the year for the Bears. Not to, hey, listen, hold up.
Qualify.
You didn't let me finish. Not to go anywhere. I mean, to be better than they were in 2015.
You were better than the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm not saying too much.
They are going to be better than they were in 2015, I hope. That's all I'm asking for. So, seven wins?
You saw improvement.
No, you did.
Every area, from top to bottom.
Sean.
Front office all the way down to the field.
Sean, you started to see things that you didn't see, you know, under Mark Trestman. And even when this team had those losses, that games that they should have won, when you're looking back at now after the season's over going, man, if they just would have. But then you have to have the understanding.
You know what? The truth exposes, right?
Yeah.
Before it takes you somewhere, it exposes. That's what sets you free.
Yes.
It gives you the ability to now deal with the issues and move on. And I believe that's what 2015 was. I believe under Phil Emery and Mark Trestman, I believe the Bears fans were lied to.
Oh, yeah. I definitely.
They were lied to a lot. Now, I think Ryan Pace has come in. Truth has been at the forefront. I mean, some people might have an issue with the way they handled the Kevin White situation.
You know, you only can listen when you're in that situation. You tell me how you handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get it. And being on the media side, yeah, it's a little bit difficult, but. It's an understanding, and you start to see what just this draft and what leading up to this draft means for Ryan Pace. I mean, it's a big deal. People are saying that this is going to be a year. You have 9 draft picks, depending on what else you do. You never know what could happen, but yeah, 9 draft picks, and that means that you get an opportunity to really get some good value in this draft in positions that you need, and they can take advantage of it and build on something. And hopefully, yeah, you get a couple of guys that can come in and make a splash right away. But if you're building something, which they've talked about, this is going to be that draft. Being at the NFL Combine in Indy, just for the couple hours I was there, it was to listen to Ryan Pace. I listened to a lot of different people. John Fox is not going to give you much. Sean, you know that. When you listen to him, you're not going to get much out of him.
Right.
Well, yeah. Love you, John Fox. Love you. With Ryan Pace, he's going to give you something. And guess what? You got to listen a little bit deep sometimes and see what he's got trying to say and take it how you want to take it. But I really respect the man and for what he did in 2015. We talked about this yesterday. You see what he did. Smart, right? Free agency last year. You didn't go out and make the huge splash. You did get Pernell McPhee, who's going to be a guy that you hopefully feel like could be for the future, that guy for you.
He didn't try to lie to you.
No, but he
didn't come in and try to fix holes that are square pegs. I mean, fix circles.
Yes.
With square pegs.
No.
He didn't try to go out and get extreme free agent.
Well, he didn't go to the extreme. What did he do?
He didn't try to do it.
But what did he do, though?
1-year deals.
You see, he can make it work.
And hit in the draft, build your foundation, and when it's time to make major moves, he'll make it at that time. Even this year, with the surplus of money going into free agency, what did he say? We're not about to go out and spend crazy.
No.
He's telling you. He's being honest. He's saying, we're not ready.
He said, buyers, beware.
Beware.
Don't go out and go too crazy.
So what does that sound like? That sounds like a talent evaluator
who is really,
that has looked at the market and said, you know what? I don't see a Pernell McPhee out there that I can get at a pretty good deal that can make an impact.
All right, let me add to what you just said then.
Go ahead.
Let me just add, because you know what you were saying that maybe the listeners aren't grasping? Is you talk about he didn't see it out there. The reason why he might not see something that he likes, he watches film, man. He doesn't leave that up to anybody else.
It's very clear.
He watches film.
He believes in what his skill set is.
That is what part of his skill set. He watches film. You just said it, but we just had to, you know, give it to the people because they might not understand that like he's not seeing something. There's some pieces out there that you could pick from. How much do you want to spend? To me, is probably the big key. I mean, are you trying to spend a lot? I mean, you look at defensively. Defense is where a lot of these holes are. Do you go out and get another, you know, there's some DNs out there. There's a couple of linebackers that I've seen names. I don't know how much you want to spend, but that makes you better, like, right now. Like, that gets you better right now. Through the draft, maybe you might hit on one, maybe two, that can come in and be an impact, but that's you're crossing your fingers on that. With a guy that's already been proven in the league, you have better chances of that happening. I only have one issue with Ryan Pace.
Speak on it.
Just one. Talking about Shea McClellan. The arrow is going up.
He's being nice, though.
I know he was being
nice. He's not saying that he's not going to be or he is going to be a starter.
I know.
That's not what he's saying.
He did say that. But the arrow, I don't know. I think he might be on that. I'm not saying the arrow's going down. I'm just saying it's like in that middle part.
Be fair to his statement. Because the arrow is pointing up because he started at the ground.
Better than – I'll give him that. I'll give him that. Better than he was –
Couldn't
yes.
get be any worse.
No. But he –
there So were, therefore
– But there's the coaching, a reason. There was a reason why he was –
The coaching that he's getting
is
– I don't think he's ever had that coaching since he's been here.
But for this defense, though, what we know and what we've seen is at that position
– And that's not to call Lovie Smith or Mark Trestman.
Oh, no.
Bad coaches. Lovie Smith is a great defensive coordinator, a great defensive coach.
But I don't know as detailed because at that time, though, we're looking at Lovie Smith as being a guy that was a head coach but focused on defense but had a team to run. Where now you have a defensive coordinator with that is his job. And when you see what Vic Fangio has done in the past, everybody who I've talked to has said he is
a teacher.
Yes, he is a teacher. He is a guy that will explain to you why you have to do something. You have to go out and do it, but he will explain to you why you have to go
Who's
out.
Who's the best teacher you ever had in your career as a coach?
Oh, probably Don Solinger.
Why was he the best?
Because he – okay, I'll tell you why. Because it just popped into my head. Not only did he get respect for the guys that he turned out to go into the NFL that had success, but once you got there and you sat in his room – you started to understand why those guys had success. Yeah, they had the ability to do it, but he put you in that situation where you felt comfortable when you were on the football field. That you by the time you got to that locker room on game day, you had no questions.
Now, I want you to name the guys that came before you that went to the league and shook the commissioner's hand.
Oh, man. Edgerrin James. Mm. Well, Portis wasn't there. He went second round, but look at his career. Willis McGahee. Frank Gore.
Okay, stop right there. When he came to you, he had a certain amount of cred.
Already had credibility.
That it caused you to be able to buy in.
I bought in right away.
Right away.
Right away.
Vic Fangio coming from San Francisco, Patrick Willis.
Yeah.
Aldon Smith. Justin Smith, who got better when he came over from the Bengals. Ahmad Brooks. We can go on and on.
Yeah.
The defensive backs that he turned into great players.
I'm looking forward.
Deshaun Golson made money off Vic Fangio's teaching. And ever since he left San Francisco, his game is gone.
That's what you got to have. And if you have that. But question, biggest concern on that defense for...
And we're going to get to that with Jason Cole from Bleacher Report. We want to get his view going into the draft after the combine. What's the biggest issue for the Chicago Bears? You tell me. Most people will say defensive line. A lot of people say we need a playmaker and linebacker. Right now, if you're trying to beat the guys that are always at the top of this division, somebody has to make him uncomfortable.
True.
You have one. You have Pernell McPhee.
You need another one.
You need another one.
You need another. And isn't that funny, though, when you look at the state of the NFL and look at where everybody after this Super Bowl and what Von Miller was able to do and how everybody's looking for that now?
But how many Von Millers?
Listen, we already know.
That's like everybody trying to play like Golden State. Has another Stephen Curry?
No, I know. There's not, but that's what everybody is searching for now. It's like the big thing, but it's
the Bears
true.
Don't even have another DeMarcus Ware.
No. But you have to have that. This game, I think we talked about this yesterday as well. I don't know. Offensively, you can be challenged offensively, Sean. That Broncos offense wasn't high octane.
They had the sheriff.
But they had the sheriff, but they weren't hot all year long.
They were pretty good with Brock, a young quarterback.
But let's just
actually
say,
more efficient as an offense.
Exactly. But let's just say with the sheriff, though, they didn't wow you in that Super Bowl game, but defensively, don't just say that it wins championships. It does win championships.
Now, that bodes well because Denver was able to do one thing with that great defense: stop the mistakes offensively. If you don't give the ball away, that defense will score and it will keep you in the game and give you an opportunity to win the game.
Yes. Both defenses were like that for both teams.
Absolutely.
Because the Panthers were able to get turnovers, not only get turnovers, but turn those into points.
It's one thing you saw, an improvement. We talked about the improvement in the Bears team. Jay was much better with the ball last year.
Oh, yeah. For everybody out there that always has, you know, still can't get over the fact that, you know, Jay Cutler is still here. Jay Cutler was not the problem last year. There was injuries. There was a bunch of different things that happened last year. But Jay Cutler was a lot better and more efficient, took care of the football, and gave you chances to win. That's what I saw out of him last year.
A lot of games that could have gone the other way.
A lot, man. So I tip my hat to him. And you don't know what's going to happen. I think that's a concern as well. What's the future at that position? And I don't believe personally that guy is in this draft. I just don't.
Quarterback?
Yeah, I just don't.
Unless you're in the top five, picking the top two.
I don't even know if those two.
I only believe in one, personally, because you know I don't believe in the guy from the Pac-12. I just don't.
Oh, so you're a Wentz guy?
No, he's too small. He's like a Tony Eason.
Who's the other guy?
All over again.
Who's the?
I'm a Wentz guy. That's it.
Oh, that's it.
Hackenberg, maybe with the right coach in two or three years.
I don't know.
Yeah. Huh?
No. I don't think so. I'm very leery. And that, let's call it what it is.
And Paxton Lynch.
I want to see more of him.
I got off the train after the bowl game.
I'm going to watch film tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch film on him just to make sure.
But I would like Paxton Lynch more than golf, me personally. Look, man, everybody talks about how pretty he looks, his ball, his decisions, ball placement.
Jared Goff's
Go watch his tape against Oregon, USC, and Arizona State. Go watch.
I've never been a fan. I've never been a fan.
Go watch.
But you know that it's the name of the game. You have to have a quarterback in this league. Like, you have to have a quarterback. Looking at the numbers, just look at the numbers. Look at what Sam Bradford got. Look at what Sam Bradford got.
Guap.
Quarterbacks in these days, man, it's nice. You know who's about to break the bank the next one? That dude from the Colts, man. It's going to be his lucky day. He's going to be getting like $25 million a year. That's crazy, man. This quarterback numbers. I should have been a quarterback. Actually, you know, skip that. I should have played baseball.
Man, after that deal yesterday, he's on that ultra, yeah.
He's on that ultra light?
He's on that ultra light.
He must be the chance verse. He has to be.
Has to be.
Or the Kurt Flanken. He could probably be that part too, though.
Yeah, it was a lot of prayers going on.
Lots.
Yeah.
You see my gift that I put up, though? Guy had a dude just counting $100 bills over and over again. I said, live footage of Sam Bradford
and
at his house
brass,
right now.
They're really confident.
For a dude who you never know was going to be healthy or not? I mean, he passed over 3,700 yards last season. That's fourth. That's fourth in Eagles history all time.
3,700 gets you 2 years and $36 million, 26 guaranteed. Are you kidding me?
Cha-ching! All right, man, we want to know how you feel about the situation, about the Bears, Ryan Pace, Bears needs. Hit us up on Twitter at DADpod or at PeytonSun, PAYTON SUN. And that's Sean, SD2 Mikes on Twitter. As always, we were here, but now we're gone.